All right. Call to order the October meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees, October 4th, 2012. Time is 7:06 p.m. And at this time, I would like to introduce Mr. Brady Wright. Brady is a student at Big Walnut. He's here tonight with his dad. And Brady, I understand you're here as part of a program for your Eagle Scout program. Very good. Appreciate you being here. And if you would, do us the honor of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good. Thank you, Brady. He's here with his dad, Tim. Appreciate you being here tonight. You're welcome to stay as long as you want. Pardon your refreshments, if you will, too. So. All right, we got started a little late this evening. We had a Finance Committee meeting and Finance and Audit Committee, but we're going to go ahead and move right into our fiscal report.
Thank you, sir. The only thing I have is the financials for your review. Currently, adjusted bank balance of $15,952,813.75. Of that is we have pooled investments of $10,776,428.75 and checking of $5,176,385. And everything is balanced, everything's cleared, and the month is complete. So I'll leave those for you, and that's all I have.
All right, very good.
There's a permanent appropriation. I'm sorry, I thought that was a police item.
No, okay.
There's permanent appropriation for the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, other financing uses from $35,000 to $100,000.
All right. At this time, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to amend the 2012 permanent appropriation for the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, other financing uses from $35,000 to $100,000.
Seconded.
To what now? What'd you just say?
We're amending the permanent appropriation for the Law Enforcement Trust Fund.
Okay. Let me just double check that one second. Okay. I just have two.
Yeah, it's the.
I have two separate sheets.
Yeah, it's the 90. I apologize. It's the separate sheet that says 90.
Oh, I apologize.
That's my fault.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Sure.
I will strike that. I will withdraw my motion, and Mr. Chair, I will again motion to amend the 2012. Permanent appropriation for the Law Enforcement Trust Fund, other financing uses from $35,000 to $90,000.
Second.
All right, motion been made. Seconded. Discussion.
Thank you.
Sure.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfine.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Now I'm done.
Now you're done?
Sorry.
All right, not a problem. That was a good catch there. All right, anyone here for public comment? Anyone here for police? We understand Chief Taylor is. Very good. So Chief Taylor and.
which wife?
To our knowledge, he has one wife that he has had for a number of years, and they're celebrating tonight.
So,
to dispel any rumors started by the fire chief.
For the record,
yes. So anyhow, well, we congratulate Chief Taylor and his wife on their anniversary tonight, Marjorie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, if I could just interrupt for the police business. We got an email earlier today from Chief Taylor. There was a segment on Channel 10 News recently. They did a spotlight on Genoa Township, specifically the police department and the fire department, raising awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our cruisers have pink decals on them, and I know that they're putting pins on their uniforms. They've got special shirts made up for the fire department, and they've been prominently displaying the pink ribbon throughout the month. So I applaud both Chief Honeycutt and Chief Taylor, and it's a great segment. I'm hoping we can find a way to maybe put that clip up on our Facebook page.
How about our website?
Even our website.
Yeah, that gets more.
Craig Steele's going to link it to our website.
Great. Excellent. It's a, yeah.
Well, it's important we all take part in that.
It is.
I have a wife and two daughters, and, you know, it's always a concern out there, and anything we can do to promote more efforts on curing that terrible disease, the better.
Yeah, I just came from my mother-in-law's, and she is recuperating from surgery due to cancer. So, yeah, it's
good.
My mother-in-law's a survivor as well, so yes.
Boy. Great.
All right, so well, we appreciate their involvement in that effort. All right, anything else under police maintenance? Paul?
I'll take care of maintenance this evening.
And Mr. Bob, our maintenance guy, is taking a little vacation as well.
Yes, he's enjoying a well-deserved vacation in the Bahamas.
Really? Oh, really? In the Bahamas? Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so hoping he gets back all right. All right. First off, under maintenance, let me just get back to his report. This evening, Bob's going to be asking for a supplemental appropriation for funds into the professional and technical services line item. This will cover 2 years of invoices to the Delaware County Engineer's Office. Last year, after the board approved the fee for the Engineer's Office performing our stormwater discharge and compliance permit invoices, they never invoiced us, and of course, if we don't receive an invoice, we don't think about paying invoices either. So we're going to approve, or we have 2 years of those invoices to pay, the 2011 invoice and 2012 invoice. So that's why the shift is being made for that reason, to move from going from the land account and capital over to the professional and technical services line item. So I asked the board to approve that supplemental appropriation.
Okay. I'll move to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to process the following supplemental appropriation to account 1000110319000 from account 1000760710000 in the amount of $38,000, and the reason $38,000, the reason is professional and technical services.
I second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next two purchase orders that being requested deals with each of those two invoices. Now that the money has been officially moved over, we're now in a position to spend it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I motion to authorize a then and now purchase order to the Delaware County Engineer in the amount of $18,750,000.60 for the 2011 OEPA NPDES MS4 co-permittee compliance chargers.
Charges.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion. Paul, and I know Bob's not here. I mean, what specifically is this for? I mean,
it was you had Brett Burford speak to you last meeting,
right?
And it's for him writing the plan for the township. 2 years of him writing these plans for us, and this is the charges for the EPA NPS MPDES plan writing. And he is writing the plan for Genoa Township, Orange Township, Liberty, and their neighbors.
I guess, I mean, and this isn't a fair question to pose to you, but how much does the plan change from year to year?
It changes a little bit depending on what the state requires.
Is he starting over with a new plan every single year, or
no.
Is he taking the existing plan, reviewing it, and tweaking it?
No, it requires a submittal every year to the state, and you would probably know more than I do, being the.
That's why I'm kind of
Well.
Scratching my head a little bit.
Almost $19,000 annually for a plan that doesn't change all that much.
It's federally mandated.
I understand the need to have a plan. I don't have a problem with the plan. I guess I just question.
Why does it have to?
Why do we have to revise it? Do we have to revise it every single year? Or we have to, we can't just have it on the books until the need arises to revise it?
No, this is something that's been mandated to local governments over a certain size.
And the amount is based on?
Population.
That's right. Okay. All right, I'm going to do a little checking on this. I mean, I'm somewhat familiar with the MS4 program. Totally, I just think we need to be continuously vigilant as local funds continue to be cut, that we aren't ending up compensating or filling that gap at the county level through the township level. And I'm not saying that this isn't good or bad or we shouldn't have it or we should. I just think, we just can't be assuming that just because the county comes to us and says, hey, you owe us X amount of money because you've done it every year, that we're going to continue that. So I'll do some checking on this. In the meantime, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. So,
when do we have to? Is there a deadline for approval?
The bills have been submitted. We have last year's that technically we should be paying. That should have been, you did approve it last year. For payment, so we have to send the check out for that
last year.
If you want to hold until you get clarification from Carl,
I guess I'm wondering what the alternative is. We have to have a plan, and we're making the assumption that the county, we would hope, would be able to do it cheaper than anyone
hiring
else.
An engineer on behalf of the township to do this for us.
Yeah. So, or someone. I know there's even some soil and water districts that have looked into doing this as well. So the first one would be the one that we completed last year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's one that we should probably go ahead and definitely.
It's already been for services rendered.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And that's the one we have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded.
Okay.
So roll call. Any other discussion? Sorry.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Okay, and the next you'll look into it.
Yeah, I'll make a move to table that.
Yeah, until, we can just not make the motion.
Yeah, we'll just table that until our next meeting in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'll do some checking on different options or just get a little bit more background.
That's great.
I mean, maybe it's something that's... I understand it's a federal mandate, but it's something
maybe there's a better way to do it.
Well, exactly. I mean, if there's a change, it could be made at the state or federal level to not have to revise it every single year. I mean, if the plan works perfectly fine,
right?
Leave well enough alone, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm not disparaging the county or saying anything negative against the county. The county, we have excellent relationship and with his office. County Engineer's Office, Soil and Water District Office. We had a lot of services, a lot of joint efforts there, but I think we just need to have a little clearer understanding of what's all involved in this, in spite of the conversation we had last month.
Okay. Great.
All right.
I could either sit down and let the other go ahead or go continue on with administration, so however you want to work it on the agenda.
While you're there, why don't we go ahead and...
Okay.
If it's appropriate. Chief didn't have anything going on tonight.
No, there's nothing important.
It's his anniversary.
I was going to say it's
not his anniversary.
We had a water line installed at the park at Sheffield Gardens, Worthington Road Park, I guess is the park name. And we applied for this money to come out of the foundation for parks, and we had money earmarked for this. And so we received the check from the Genoa Township Parks Improvement Fund for $7,000, and the board will now have to approve receiving this money. So I request the board to approve this grant for the water line.
Entertained motion.
All right. I move to graciously accept $7,000 from the Genoa Township Parks Improvement Fund for the installation and operation of permanent water service to the Genoa Township Community Gardens.
Seconded.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
You okay?
It's fine.
Okay. Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Joe, could I ask, do we know what our balance is after the $7,000 expenditure in the $10,500 in the Parks Improvement Fund after the $7,000 is taken out?
Okay. Okay, and just to clarify, the $7,000 is through donations and contributions to that fund?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's not township money, it's not taxpayer money. Yep.
So we're essentially reimbursing ourselves for the expenditure that we previously made.
And I want to say thanks to Joe and Ron, Kyle, because they worked with a contractor who dug the hole, and Joe and Ron assembled the water line as it was being opened.
Oh, my gosh.
So if it has any leaks in it,
yeah,
I'm not to be called. So
all other duties as assigned.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Good job.
Yes,
yeah, fortunately, we don't have any need to hire the Soil and Water District to come out and fix any drainage or erosion problems.
No need there.
But, Joe, I appreciate that, and I know you and Ron both have put a lot of time and effort out there. The folks are really enjoying that. So.
Yeah.
I just want to let the board know that I'm looking at the trash contract now, trying to get it up to date on. I know we had some amendments to the contract through the years. We had a snowbird amendment. We had an addition of Lake of the Woods, a section over in Lake of the Woods added that mirrored our contract. So we're trying to marry everything in and looking at also Orange Township's contract to kind of look to work our contract where it ends around the time the Orange contract ends. And hopefully in a few years, doing a cooperative effort with a district between the two of us to hopefully save taxpayer monies by having more participation by one bidding entity. So I think between the two townships, we definitely have over 15,000 stops for a trash contract.
Paul, do you know what jurisdictions around here are a single hauler besides us?
They pretty much...
All of them?
Except for Liberty. They're still out there on their own. I know Westerville's, they have one contract. Sunbury and Galena, they have another contract. Yes. So it's been a lot of interest from local trash haulers to inquiring when the bid specs are ready. I just wanted to let you know they're being worked on, and I'll bring it to you as soon as I'm done for your approval.
Well, we made a change, didn't we, on pickup days?
Yes.
How's that?
I want to incorporate that in the contract since everyone has grown to enjoy Friday pickups in the whole township on one day. I think that is something that our residents don't want to change. I heard, you know, there was concern at first, but everybody's happy with having a Friday trash pickup. Their bins are and trash cans are empty for the weekend, so they're, you know, there's not that smelly mess around. So I think that's the direction I'm going to go on the specs, is do a one a day a week pickup of the whole township.
Paul, I know with the Lake of the Woods item that came up recently where Rumpke did reimburse Lake of the Woods $1,200 for the trucks going off the small roads back there. Is it possible to get a smaller truck back there? I mean, rather than the big...
It sounds like from what the resident's comment was that, yeah, they are doing a pup truck or
they
something they referred to it.
Yeah. So I mean, that would be great if they have a smaller truck. And I understand, though, they may not be able to. But
some of the largers, I know they're running 25-yarders, 30-yarders through the subdevelopment. I don't think they can do that in Lake of the Woods because of the high profile of that vehicle. It would really be hitting a lot of the trees around in that area.
Yeah.
So, they know.
Will you at least raise that with them and see what they're doing?
Let me see if maybe that could be spec'd in, and kind of mandated in our contract that, you know, a smaller truck that would protect the roads and the environment in that area would be beneficial. And lastly, under my agenda is an update on Fishing Day. I know the trustees could pitch in too on this. I started out the day, I helped with the setup. And as soon as 9 o'clock rolled around, we had 25, 30 people show and just walking in from the neighborhood with their tackle boxes and kids. And kids were really fired up, ready to catch fish. And the first one that caught, he made a big deal about it and took his picture. So, I know the Gephardt family was there, and Isabella and Rick was there, and Barb, you came in. And
yeah, I've got to get...
Caught that really big one, didn't you, Barb?
I did. I didn't want you guys to feel bad, so I threw it right back in.
Yeah, but I had to bait her hook.
We didn't take it off, too.
I know you want to pitch in, but I'll sit down now.
Well, Paul, again, just compliments to the staff and the volunteers that put some time and effort into that. I think it was probably the biggest one we've had so far this year.
Yes,
3 years
definitely.
We've done it, I think, probably well over 100 people. Families, weather held for us, looked a little threatening, but worked out. I mean, we've talked, you know, is there any value in trying to move it earlier in the year? I don't know. I think it's something we can look at, but... I know we try to do it in conjunct, close proximity to the hunting and fishing day, the National Hunting and Fishing Day. Next year I'm going to try to get some other activities maybe to come in and part of that.
Pull some strings?
I don't know about pulling strings, but we'll see what we can do. But, yeah, I thought it was a great activity. So.
Yeah, it really
the grounds
was.
Look good, too.
We could do some staged fishing shots. Whatever you do at the state level.
Right. Stage fish. Yeah. Right. Very good. Well, again, thanks for everything on that. Anything else on administration? If not, we go to development and zoning.
I didn't have much for you this evening. I just wanted to give an update on the comprehensive plan. We have been doing some research inside the office the last 4 weeks roughly and hoping to present to the Zoning Commission at their meeting here in a couple weeks a quick draft of the first few chapters, but to keep conversation going. And we've had about 35 meetings out of what I would project to be about 150 meetings inside the office with different folks, organizations, to try to gather preliminary research data. And I hope to be able to come to you guys in, sounds like February or March, with a complete draft of the findings of the basic SWOT analysis, identifying what strengths and weaknesses we have, as well as asking a lot of our advisory boards and outside stakeholders to help in participating and identifying opportunities and threats we can start to address in the plan. So no recommendations before February, but at least we'll have a better idea where we've kind of come from. I think we've presented the population from the 2010 census at 23,000 residents, but has pulled up the some of the other statistics. Mm-hmm. Only 12% Italian, so
they're outnumbered by the Germans.
There's
that's
far
right.
more Italians.
That's right, the Italians. There you go. 17% Irish and 33% German. The median household income in the township's household income is $117,944. And the average household income was $146,392. So just a couple statistics to throw out there, the things that we've seen this census that we didn't see with the last one. But Jen in our office has been delving pretty hard into that. And we're hopefully going to be able to present you some statistics to you.
Are those U.S. census numbers or is that for regional planning?
No, that's U.S. census. U.S. census. They just came out.
Or Genoa Township, yeah. They've broke down. We had some preliminary data charts, but they've actually broke it down pretty extensively to show us updates.
That was very interesting.
Yes.
Is this something you can, I don't know if you already sent it to us or not, but could you?
I actually posted on the website, and that's the next part I was going with this. We've created a working page at the direction of the Zoning Commission where we're posting all of our data on a tab called Comprehensive Plan underneath the office's portion of the website. We'll be posting draft findings presented by the different advisory boards, business association, our neighborhood coalition. As they present us information, we're going to put that up in raw form so folks can see that. We're also posting a schedule of the upcoming meetings that we have, so if anyone's interested in participating, even if it's me going to sit down with somebody, just this Friday we're going to sit down with the Genoa Baptist Church to talk about their plans. It's an opportunity for people to participate. I just ask you to touch base with me ahead of time, let me know you're coming, but I would definitely welcome you guys at any of those meetings, as well as other department heads or individuals from our various advisory boards, too. So that's pretty much an update. I hope to bring you more information, but wanted to let you know we got kicked off and are in the process.
Right. Do you send us, Joe, I know you sent us the census data.
Yes.
And then whenever you get, like, with the working groups, do you send us that, or is it just on, we go to the website?
I will post, what I'm planning to do, and we're working kind of the kinks out since we've not done this before, but I will plan to send an email out internally to let people know and announce it at your next meeting if there's something big that's been posted.
Okay.
But we're continuing daily to try to put information up there. So if you click on the actual calendar that we have posted, it posts back, and Jen's been putting in the actual notes from the meeting that we had.
So
if you want to go back in the calendar and actually look at the events we've had, it's my understanding, I haven't looked back to look at all of them, but I understand if you click on those, there should be some information about what we found at the meeting as far as the findings. So, but we're open to other ideas. That's the other thing I want to mention. We kind of took the comments from the Zoning Commission and tried to work that, but if you guys have ideas for how we gather data, we're going to be ready for public comment probably in February or March when we start trying to think about recommendations, but definitely open to ideas.
How's Jen working out?
Excellent. Good. She's a lot of energy, and she's brought a new perspective to the office, too, coming from a different type of career. She's new to planning, so she's getting her academics at the same time she's starting to talk to us, but she's been really good working with different groups, and I know she's energized to get the plan underway. So.
Oh, good.
She's doing some of the communications outreach or what?
She's been primarily been scheduling meetings, those 35 some meetings that we've had so far, and then trying to document, kind of benchmark what they've said, and also try to outreach to groups that we may not have identified before. So, for example, we went and sat with the Columbus Watershed, and they recommended a couple other entities that we may want to talk to in relationship, including MORPSI, I believe. But we're trying to reach out to those groups. Everything's information gathering, so from our end, we're trying to identify what those groups see as opportunities and threats for Genoa Township and also for themselves so that we can kind of better understand. We've met with all our adjacent jurisdictions, including Galena, Berkshire, Orange. We will be meeting with Westerville. I have not had that one yet. And then also with Harlem, hopefully. So we'll be having those conversations with them as well about the common lines and what their plans are. For example, I didn't know that the Village of Galena was planning commercial land uses just north of Plum Road, north of State Route, or east of State Route 3. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to, we didn't anticipate that with the last plan, that we would have 2-acre lots across the road from commercial use.
Oh.
So we're trying to talk about the impacts that may have if they do annex that land. They've not proposed annexation of Township land, but it is right across the road, so try to understand their efforts there.
When's your meeting with Genoa Baptist?
Friday at 1, I believe.
Tomorrow, you mean?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Week flew by.
What kind of commercials being discussed?
The way that Mayor Hopper explained it was a mixed use nature. They've not, the property owners expressed some interest, but they've not had a developer express interest, so I believe they've kind of labeled it as a possibility, but not extended any further. They're also planning a similar type of use up on State Route 3 further north, closer to Sunbury, so the way it was kind of expressed to us, maybe whichever one comes first, either or type issue.
So to get this straight, are you talking about parcels along Route 3 north of Plum, or are you talking about along Plum itself?
Both.
Wow.
Large farm.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm just thinking of like our trail empties out there at Plum and then it reconnects further down. So it would literally be up adjacent to those trails.
Correct, yeah. So a lot of eye-opening stuff for us. We're hoping to document all that in writing. It's information, a lot of information that we didn't have last time around. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's come about since the last plan, so definitely merit in trying to look at this update.
Sure. And I mean, that's right. Just going, but you found this out by sitting down and talking to them. Is there a regular process, I mean, a quarterly meeting or any value in trying to do more of a regular sit-down? Yeah. With our surrounding jurisdictions, mm-hmm. Just to
part of what I've asked Jan to look at is we have meetings that we attend, that everybody attends, but we're not maybe getting out of it 100% of what we should. We have a Delaware Franklin staff summit with MORPC that we meet and these other entities come, but not a lot of this stuff's put on the table. It's about transportation, so mm-hmm. The one thing we want to try to do is come out of this with some recommendations for what we can do internally or recommendations for these other entities to try to get some of these things on their agenda, because yeah, it isn't good to have these things come up in passing. They published their plan, I'm guessing, I think it was 2011. It was earlier in 2012, I believe, they printed it, and had some public meetings, but there weren't a lot of changes proposed, so I understand that it was kind of an internal document, so trying to integrate that now.
What kind of utilities are, I mean, do they don't have central sewer up through there, do they?
They have it in the village. It's my understanding they plan to expand sewer with their annexation. They plan for a general development density of 3 units per acre, no matter what land's being developed within the village. So with their sewer intent, they would try to do that.
I mean, I don't want to start a border war or anything, but sure. We do need to be cognizant of annexation issues and things like that.
We went down on the opposite end. We went down and met with Jason Bechtold, City of Westerville, and toured the data center for the right. Westerville, and brought up the ideas of annexation and service in relationship to their service they're providing down there as well. Definitely something that we're trying to make noted in the comp plan, and hopefully come up with some recommendations in there too, things we can try to address. Understand they had a meeting, you guys had asked the last meeting, I give an update, they had a meeting I believe today with Kent Homley at J
on
Company
the, broadband.
On broadband, hopefully be looking into that as well. Sure. Sounds like that's getting resolved, so yeah, so it's a very comprehensive nature, and we've been going out and meeting with all these groups. It in our mind it's kind of gets blurred up a little bit, but the big thing will be trying to present that back to you guys in a logical format, and also something that the doesn't take days for the public to consume. We want to try to come up with a format that's going to allow people to understand the general idea of where the township's at, so we can get some recommendations there for to go forward. So it's going well. and keep me posted if you guys have questions along the way, and as well if there's public that have concerns or questions, we welcome to email our office.
When do you meet with Westerville? You know?
We do not have that one scheduled yet.
Okay.
So
okay.
We had a strategic meeting scheduled to look at the IT center, but nothing beyond that right now.
Okay. Who do you meet with when you meet with Westerville, for instance?
Carl
Craven,
I think's last name. Yeah, he's going to be our primary contact, and then we'll have we've invited others to attend. What we did in the other, for example, in Orange Township, we met with one individual, and if they recommended others based on what they didn't mm-hmm. have knowledge of, mm-hmm. we would follow up with other meetings, but. Okay. Try to keep it as one-on-one as we can, because we don't want the subject matter to get drowned out in what we're talking about. So that's why we have 150-some anticipated meetings. So, but it's going to be good info, and these are folks, like you said, we should be sitting down probably more regularly mm-hmm. with. So we're hoping that good stuff comes out of it. The United Way campaign, I just wanted to give a brief update. We had been talking with Susie Bibler and I think Ricky as well. She wants to try to look at doing a employee campaign the week of the 22nd of October, and we had tentatively scheduled October 25th at lunch, and I wanted to invite you guys and also see if there are any things that if one of you guys could attend and maybe do a opening statement to employees regarding United Way or our partnership that we'd form as part of this.
Well, I mean, I'll have to take a look and see if my calendar allows, sure. And same with the others, but I guess I'd be a little careful, you know, workplace giving, it's completely voluntary, and the last thing I would want is to convey any sort of coercion or any sort of, make anyone feel uncomfortable.
Sure.
I would rather the emphasis be on the United Way, talking about the very real needs in our community, what they're doing in the Delaware County community. They've got plenty to talk about. I don't know necessarily that they need to hear from us, but that's my opinion.
Well, I understand it's they're planning a lunch, so it'd be tentatively right now October 25th. But if you guys have a recommendation for a different date or something that may work for you guys too, we'd like to invite in all employees to try to participate in that.
No, I mean I personally plan to participate in the United Way.
Sure.
It is a tremendous agency, and I'm glad that they're coming and giving at least our employees an opportunity to get involved if they choose to. Whether it's however slight. So.
Okay, that sounds great. That's all I had for you this evening. Thanks for the time.
Great, thanks, Joe.
I teach on that date, so I know I couldn't be. Can't be there.
I'll let you actually. I'll send you an email.
Okay.
If there's another date that works, it's solid up a date.
I mean, maybe either Rick or Carl could though.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's lunchtime, generally going to be pretty flexible. I mean. As long as it's around lunchtime, I'll probably get away.
Yeah.
Lunch and free food should be good.
Okay. Color me there.
Sure. Sure. Before we move on, Paul, I know we've had, I've sent several issues that have come up from residents in the township to you to be followed up on. And now I'll tell you, I just can't say enough about how fast, I mean, it's just amazing how quick we're getting response from you and the staff and Bob and his folks, and just really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Just amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just saw an email before I came in tonight about something going on over with some trees. And
he's already taken care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forwarded it to him.
Understand it also involves you as well.
I'm on the list, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the list, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, just again, just pass it on to the staff.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Very much appreciated.
All right, this time, fire. Chief Honeycutt.
Good evening. First order of business, I'd like to request a motion to approve the resignation of Doug Nyberger, effective September 12th of 2012. Doug also works full-time for Whitehall and has a couple younger children, and between hectic work and play schedule, he is just having a hard time maintaining the commitment to our department. So,
sure. I'll move to regretfully accept the resignation of part-time firefighter Doug Nyberger, effective September 12, 2012.
Second.
Motion been made. Seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. We just thank Doug for his service.
Definitely will. Mm-hmm. He was a good employee.
Yeah.
Chief, is there a plan to replace that position, or how are we doing with the part-time?
Well, actually, we're down. It's like four or five positions now, and we are actually through the still in the process of hiring. We're down two full-time, and like I said, four or five part-timers now. We just completed the agility test portion, and we are starting the interview process the third week in October. So it's kind of a long process, but we're hoping to get people on board by the end of the year or first of the year, by the time we do background checks and everything else. Next order of business, I'd like to request a motion to approve the purchase of a new engine rescue purchased from Sutphin of Dublin, Ohio, for the price of $549,987.14. And this would be take 7 to 10 months for delivery of the vehicle. But what I also need to include, and I'm not asking for approval for the rest of this tonight, just due to appropriations and closing POs and reopening them next year and such. But we pulled a few things out of this truck because we can work directly with the subcontractors in order to save money instead of paying the higher labor rates and such. But next year, we would be looking at the in-cab communications for a cost of $4,410, the graphics for $2,987, and then the company that mounts the equipment and does all the interior mounting, they specialize in that. And Supfin's labor rate's like $110 an hour, and this company does, I don't want to say a far superior job than Supfin, but Supfin actually jobs a lot of it out to them because they do such a great job.
Yeah.
Wow. But we're able to save a lot in the labor on that. And I haven't got a, he was trying to get it to me before the meeting today, but we're roughly going to be in the $12,000 area. He was trying to get it to me before the meeting, but all that, I will be actually asking for that next year in appropriations. But I did want you to know that the 549 is not the completed vehicle. It'll be more like 569, 384 by the time we're done with it. But I didn't want to come next year and say, hey, by the way,
right.
You know,
right.
I want you to know up front.
Is this part of the regularly scheduled replacement?
Yes, it is. Actually, we're a little over a year behind, and that was because we have been researching what's called CAFS. It's a compressed air foam mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. And we have been researching it for quite some time to determine whether it's not new technology, but they were still going through a lot of engineering issues and such. We wanted mm-hmm. to make sure that those things were settled out and that we were going with the right pump manufacturer for that system, because there are a number of systems out there. So we're about 9 months behind where we were planning on being, but we're still, we planned on replacing engine 2 when it was 15 years old. It's going to be 17, 18 years old when we actually get the new truck, but we're still, so we're a little bit behind, but we're within the game plan.
Budget-wise, then, Chief, where are we?
Well, we actually, in accordance to my vehicle replacement schedule, we actually had $673,656 mm-hmm. In the account for the purchase of this vehicle. And we're going to be a total of 560, what did I say,
549, or well, after
the total
it's
is,
all approved.
Yeah, after it's all approved, it's going to be more like 569.
Yeah.
Okay, so
okay.
Let's say 570.
Okay.
So we're about $100,000 less than what we actually had, in the account for it that we've been putting away. So in that respect, we're doing very well. And I appropriated at the beginning of the year
uh-huh.
$550,000 for this vehicle. And that was actually before the CAFS thing. So we did took a lot of bells and whistles out and tried to keep it within that budget, which was kind of tough.
And I think it's fair to point out that vehicle replacement fund, has been accruing for quite some time.
Correct.
When was that fund created? Years ago.
Yes.
So, people ask from time to time, you have all this money just sitting there. Why is this money just sitting there? It's for expenses like this, when you have to spend $500,000 on a new fire engine.
Yes. We're not buying them every day.
Right.
We buy them every, about 15 years. So.
I know this was raised at our fiscal committee meeting, the purchase of this.
Yes.
Like whether it was, not whether it was in the budget. I think that some people didn't realize, and I didn't have the figures with me, what that total was.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed to think it was going to put us over what we budgeted. But
no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, okay. I served previously, before I was trustee, I served on the last fire levy committee, and I can remember there was substantial discussion about the vehicle replacement fund. It's mm-hmm. why we have one. Why it's important. There was already a sizable balance in that fund, and again, mm-hmm. that was money that had been set aside. Granted, you can use that money for other purposes, but the point of that money being set aside and built up over time is for purchases like this. We're not playing mm-hmm. things so close to the vest that, oh my gosh, now we have to have a levy on the ballot just so we can buy a new engine.
Exactly, and this way we're not, you know, we're not making interest payments. You know, we're not leasing, you know, so you're basically, you know, renting it.
Chief, we'll just dispose of the existing, try to sell that.
Well, first of all, it's going to be 7 to 10 months before we get the new one.
Sure.
And generally, when you get a new one, there's some tweaking to do. So it'll go in service, out of service, until you get the tweaks done to it. So we'll keep it probably at least a year after that, if not more. We have a storage issue. That's our biggest problem. But it would be nice to have a reserve vehicle, so when the others are either in for service or there is a breakdown, we're not borrowing. You know, we've borrowed from City of Delaware and a few others in the past, and I don't like doing that just because you break it, you fix it, and they never send you their frontline equipment. nor, and we lend ours out also, and it's, you know, so it's the same way. So if we can find a way, but I don't want to sit it outside and just have it rot outside either. So.
Well, and that's part of a larger problem that I think that we should take up maybe in the coming year is the cold storage issue. I mean, this has been, we've been talking about this off and on. Mm-hmm. We have maintenance equipment. We have, you know, now we're going to have an extra
right.
engine. Vehicles,
Yeah.
All kinds of, especially in maintenance, that are kind of exposed to the elements. And we really need mm-hmm. to do a better job of protecting those items, and I don't know if we need to build a cold storage garage or what, but I do think that this is going to give us some added incentive to do it.
Good.
Are you thinking of putting the compressed air foam system on this?
This will include the compressed air foam system, and that system, that's what we've
that's
been researching for so long.
What took you, yeah, what
yeah,
took longer.
And, you know, and you know, I got to be honest. We were for it. We were against it. We were for it. We were against mm-hmm. it. But we went through some training with it.
Oh, did you?
New Albany, the Plain Township Fire Department, was good enough to invite us over and spend. You know, we spent some time with them. They actually had a burn. You know, some mm-hmm. houses to burn. So we went over there, and we actually worked with it within, you know, under fire conditions. We had some people that were total naysayers. They said, you know, prior to that, they said, no. And which had me on the bubble, because if they don't want it, they're not going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went through that training over there, and I gotta say that a couple real naysayers, when they saw how well it worked under fire conditions, they turned around, didn't even leave the building. They turned around to the captain and said, buy it. When we flipped them,
yeah.
I felt we were really on the right track. And the nice part about this stuff is, like inch and three-quarter line, which is our main attack line, it usually weighs with water in about a pound for every foot. And our smallest line is 200 feet. So you're pulling 200 feet around, okay?
Oh, my God.
This foam line is half that weight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some interior issues. You know, we get the hose kinked around doors and things like that. This CAFS system, we kink the line in three places, and it's still, you can't kink it off almost. You still get the flow that you need.
Chief, is it an either or is it just a cap system? I mean, can you use just the water system for a smaller fire or when it's not as...
You can.
Okay.
But I got to be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out when you would only. And the reason being...
the water damage to homes.
Well,
exactly.
The water damage is...
with the traditional method.
Yeah, we had a quick story. We had a fire on Button Bush, and it was a chimney fire. And we held the fire to the attic near the chimney. Went down to the gentleman's basement, and he's got this nice finished basement.
Mm-hmm.
And here's water dripping down on the finished basement from the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Because water has, 90% of the water runs off.
Right.
You only have like 10% effectiveness.
Yeah.
And with foam, you've got 80 to 100%. You paint it on the wall, it stays there. And, you know, I felt so bad for that gentleman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
just because here they, the firefighters made a great stop keeping it to the attic, round the chimney, but yet you've got that water damage.
Oh, yeah.
And this CAFS is so, it really reduces the water damage. I mean.
Is there any, I mean, is there any value from an insurance standpoint? I mean, is there a potential slight reduction for a residence that if we have this kind of system?
It's funny, I called ISO. ISO is the insurance service organization that everybody's, well, not everybody's, but most people's insurance is based off. They rate fire departments. And I called them to ask them just that question.
Right.
You know, hey, with CAFS, is there, is that going to help us in a review? And they said not, there aren't enough of them on the market yet, enough places using it yet to for them to study it enough to make that determination. But that was, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, that's exactly what I was wondering. But you know, we hope to save a lot of property damage.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually, right now we carry 1,000 gallons of water on our frontline engine. We're actually reducing that to 750 gallons to gain compartment space. And with this CAFS, the 750 gallons is like having 5,000 gallons of extinguishing product instead of just 1,000 gallons. That's how they, what they consider it. So.
Go ahead. You lost me there for a minute.
But they're,
Chief, what is the life expectancy of? I know that the one we're replacing is from 1996.
Correct.
How long will the new one last? Well, I guess it's ours, right?
Yeah, it's ours. But what we try to do is we try to get 10 years of frontline service out of them, mm-hmm. and then throw them into the second engine spot for another 5 years. And that's another reason why we're trying to, you know, why we need this now, because not only is that second engine 17 years old and truly on its last leg, but we want to get our frontline engine into the second engine spot before it's wore out so it can last that other five. And really, with the preventive maintenance schedule we have and the lieutenant that's a in charge of that, he does such a good job. I almost see this, our frontline engine lasting well over 5 years in that second line spot. You know, hopefully at least seven.
So we'll have this engine and the aerial, or do we?
Yes, we'll have this engine.
Right.
We'll have the engine that is currently the frontline engine. Frontline. That'll be our second line engine.
Okay.
And then we have the aerial, the truck.
Okay. So we'll have the three then, too.
Yes.
I know the question I was going to ask was, any special training going to be required? Okay. And
yes, but the company that actually makes the CAFS unit, they're in Wisconsin. They actually come out and they will train with our people. Mm. And then Plain Township is also offered, if you need any additional training after the initial, they use it all the time. They've offered that they'll come over and work with our people until we're comfortable with it.
Just also, I was actually kind of surprised. You say we're going to cut back on the bells and whistles on ours, which is admirable. Appreciate that effort. But I was looking here in the article you had submitted, and it looks like Plain Township and has a population of 1,800, or no, 8,000?
8,000.
Yes.
Village and township residents, and we're at 24,000.
That's correct.
And they have one of these with bells and whistles.
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay. All right.
New Albany.
Yeah, New Albany. I guess it depends on what's those. All right. Any other questions for the chief at this point?
Just is the race? Don't you have a race this weekend? Is
that the race? I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, the firefighters. 5K is coming up. Everything you need for that is on our Genoa Township website. So please see that. It's a run walk, so you don't have to run. Those of you that would rather walk, you can join us walking also.
So you don't have to run and then stop and walk like I would probably have to do.
We'll push you if you need it. Yeah. How's that?
I did have a question about the 1K for the kids, the Beat the Chief.
Yes.
Is that going to be
I take it that's going to be on the loops in McNamara Park. Do we know what the route is yet for that?
We do not. Seeing that.
Because I know there's like new loops that have been put in, and I didn't know.
Yeah, with the new makeup of the park, Rob is still out there trying to determine how that's going to go. But that race is October 13th. So.
Oh, October 13th. Oh,
a week from Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, good. It's not this. Okay. Thanks.
So we're going to need, basically, Chief, you're asking for a motion tonight.
Yes, I'm asking for a motion.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
To approve the purchase for the vehicle through Sutphin tonight for $549,987.14.
And last question, I'll offer the motion, but last question, just to confirm it, it says state bid, so this is state term pricing.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. People ask if we shopped around and got
sure,
the best rate.
Sure.
This is on state bid schedule. So, Mr. Chairman, I motion to authorize a purchase order to Sutphin in the amount of $549,987.14.
Second?
For a Sutphin custom pumper listed on the state bid schedule.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion?
I hope that's the last motion I have to make for that amount of money.
That's a big chunk, and I know that there may be some concerns out there, but we've always had tremendous support from residents and our fire levies and support for the fire department. It's easy to say, geez, should we spend that much until it's your house that's...
Exactly, and everybody hopes they never see us, and I don't blame them. If you do suffer from a fire, I think this will go a long way to protect the citizens, to protect the firefighters, reduce property damage for the citizen. It's just there's so many advantages to it from what we see that it's an expensive piece of equipment, but we think it's the right item for the township.
Well, the fact that we've been fiscally responsible and planning for it over the years.
Yes.
The money's there.
Right.
Thanks to the resident support. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Motion been made and seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpenter.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief.
Can we give you a check?
Can you give me a check? Yes, you can.
For the race?
For 500,
$549,000. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yes. Other than that, yeah.
Yes, you can give me a check for the race.
Good. Yeah.
Premier Racing.
Premier Racing.
Yes.
Okay. $25 as through, we got to give it to you.
You can also do it online. There is a link if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to do it online, you can do it online. But if you want to write it out, I will take it.
That way I just get it out of the way. And
there you go.
Get online.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, very good. All right, so you've finished up on fire. Administration, we've done. Joe, you've done yours. Announcements. Our office will be closed for Columbus Day, October 8th, it's this coming Monday. Zoning Commission will meet October 15th, 2012. And the next regular scheduled trustee meeting will be October 18th, 7 p.m. here at the office. Any other business come before the board? Paul?
Two things, the Italian Festival is coming up this weekend. And
for the 13% in the township, we do a special festival, huh?
Downtown Columbus, not Genoa.
And Genoa? Saturday the 29th is the trick or treat.
Be from 12 to 3.
Okay.
And the Halloween is on the 31st from 6 to 8.
Okay.
Very good. Any other business?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The BZA, Joe, still meets on October 23rd. Is that?
Their deadline is tomorrow.
So we don't know yet whether they.
Sure.
Okay.
It may be canceled.
Okay.
Any other business come before the board?
Mr. Chairman, I motion to adjourn at 8:06 p.m.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned at 8:06 p.m.
All right.